I'm Kurt Hosworth, your host here of Class Eclectic. We have a special guest here in the studio today. It's the new principal conductor of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back in the studio this morning, Mr. Octavio Masarokas. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are back to town as of just a few days ago, and you're here for the beginning of this next season of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. It's great to have you back. I remember seeing you conducting at the April concert from earlier this year, and that was just a great performance, and it really felt a lot of energy and I think a lot of positive enthusiasm, not only from the performance of the orchestra, but also from the crowd as well. I think they all really received that well. So it's nice that you've been selected as the new conductor. So how does that feel to be chosen, I guess, in that way?
Well, that's it is a privilege for me to have been invited to be back and just be part of this community. It is a treasure, and I feel completely honored, and it's a privilege. So and then now it's an opportunity to just bring forward the work that we can do together. So just take what we had in April and just like move forward, just moving the symphony. And also just the organization. So just, that's at the same time, it is a responsibility. So which I'm very eager and I'm very enthusiastic about. So it's just privilege and a responsibility.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So now this is kind of a special occasion that you're coming back into this new season now, as this is also in part of Bachfest Marquette. So that's kind of this first performance of the season is going to be featuring some music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Can you tell us a little bit about the program and how it relates to music of Bach?
Right. So with this is it is great that we are part of the festival. The when orchestras, big symphony orchestras, they need to they think of playing some music of Bach. The first thing that they you go is to just what the first thing that you encounter is just that he wrote for a small ensembles and small orchestras because back then, orchestras were not bigger than that. So the bigger ensembles that he wrote for were included choirs and they were probably just big pieces and so on. So we then want to do something with the choir and the orchestra. We also just wanted to exclude ourselves of including soloists because there are he also brought some solo pieces, so we decided to just add just orchestra pieces and so I wanted to exclude as many people in the orchestra, not just leave half of the orchestra in the first part of the concert out and then just bring them. So so we went to the orchestrations of other composers. So the first two pieces are pieces that Bach wrote, these other composers reorchestrated. So almost note by note, every note is there, almost every bar is there as Bach wrote it, but in a different way. So they add different colors, they are different instruments, they change a couple of little things, like to add their own personality, just a couple of harmonies that are different, just and of course the instrumentation is just a big thing. So you hear Bach, but with from the words of other composers, which is really fun because you hear the Bach personality told by other composer, and that also that other composer has also his own personality, and so we have these two personalities in one. So it's just a double bill. You just you just get two for one. Right. That's in the first two pieces. That the ones that Edgar Elgar Ottorino Respighi orchestrated. Now the third one in the program, which will be the closer piece of the first part, is a little bit different. So that one, the composer takes Bach as an inspiration, and then he taking some motifs, taking some sounds, and you know, a contrapoint and other things that Bach wrote in the Invention number 8. He transformed the piece. So this one could be Bach reinvented.
Okay.
Or maybe Bach reimagined, you know,
oh, yes,
something, because all of a sudden you hear the first few bars, and yes, you hear Bach, pum, bim, pum, 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 da, 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 da. Bach is there, and then all of a sudden things get just awkward and start just going other ways, but not like
not in a scary way, or
not in a scary way, actually in a fun way, like, yeah, you know, with an electric guitar, having a you know, like a solo there that looks like if it could be like extracted from a rock concert. There is all the other improvisations, solo saxophone improvisation, trumpet improvisation that are like extracted from jazz concerts. Mm. So and then just that builds and builds and builds and builds until it gets into this big, very enthusiastic and upbeat music, using Bach motifs, but very different. So Bach reinvented. That's the second, the last part, last piece.
It sounds like in that first half, there's a lot of applying a symphony, kind of in its formation right now, to music of Bach, and really making use of the voices that are available in the orchestra, and then reflecting that back and making the Bach music kind of come alive through what you have in the orchestra, and really making it accessible and appealing, especially with that the last piece you just mentioned, kind of adding some different instrumentation here and there too. That sounds really interesting, and I guess that also speaks to the name of the concert, From Bach to the Future, as
exactly.
Well, so that's a very, very cool, looking forward to it.
Exactly. So that's that third piece is the one that is just to the future, let's put it away. I think that that's the one piece and composer who is still alive and just has been composed recently. And then the second part of the concert is not Bach, so we selected Dvorak, Antonín Dvořák, Symphony Number 8, and it's very, it's a very beautiful, enthusiastic, and a lot of very energetic symphony. All that in the symphony. So just it is a very, you will hear his Bohemian roots there in the symphony. So you are gonna hear sounds that are more probably related to gypsy songs than to a concert stage. And so we are gonna give them a little bit of, you know, character to them, so just they really just we are actually gonna bring the flavor of that music. And and of course it's Dvorak, Dvorak, so it's just that in some moments just it feels that it is just a kind of like you were hearing Brahms as well, or like if you were hearing some of the Shostakovich enthusiasm as well. So everything is there in this beautiful symphony. It's one of my favorite symphonies. I think it's a great symphony to start, and it ends in a very high note and very enthusiastic, and in the middle has all these beautiful moments. I think it's just you know, that Mahler used to say that you know, the symphonies needs to include everything, you know, everything in life, it needs to just be reflected in a symphony. I think that the symphony, while it's not Mahler, does that at the same time. So
yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great program of music from the Baroque period all the way up to kind of in the Romanticism, and really bringing out lots of colors of the orchestra through those different pieces. So that's sounds like a lovely program that's been put together. And again, this concert happening this Saturday, September 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kauffman Auditorium right here in Marquette. And just a reminder, we're speaking with the new principal conductor, Octavio Massarokas, who will be leading the Marquette Symphony Orchestra again this Saturday evening at 7:30 Eastern. Octavio, it's been a pleasure having you in this morning. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about the concert?
Well, just come. I know I hope the weather doesn't get bad. I've enjoyed the weather this week here. It has been great. I think tomorrow is a little less good, but it would be perfect to come to the concert. I think I think this could be a very good concert for those hesitating about the orchestra to come. This is the Marquette Orchestra. The Marquette Symphony is your Marquette Symphony. This is we are your symphony, and this is your concert. So I hope to see you all. And if you come, please just come backstage and say hi after the concert. I want to meet the community. I want to meet you all. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I will mention, too, I remember hearing that if you buy one adult ticket to the concert, you get, I believe, two free children's tickets, too. So this is a great opportunity to bring the whole family down. If you're a grandparent or if you're a parent and you want to bring some of the little ones down, a great opportunity to get young folks also seeing and hearing the sounds of the orchestra. So, Octavio, thanks again so much for coming in this morning to talk about the concert.
Thank you. My pleasure. It's been great talking to you.